T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Michael Crocker, Erie County Republican Party Chairman, is with us on the WBEN Liveline this morning. The election underway with early voting, election day, 1 week from today. Michael, how are things lining up on the GOP side?
Well, good morning. It's good to be with you both. Thank you for having me. We're 1 week away from a critical local election, and these really are the races that are most proximate to the taxpayer. These are your races for your town government, your county government, and important judicial offices. So while these typically experience lower turnout, they really are the level of government that have the most effect on the day-to-day lives of the taxpayers in Erie County. We have a great set of candidates running countywide in the city and across our towns. Obviously, a big race for Erie County Comptroller, where we have a professional accountant, Christine Zarnick, running on the Republican line against a professional politician, Kevin Hardwick. Big races in the towns like Amherst, Hamburg, Orchard Park, and in the city of Buffalo with James Gardner running against Sean Ryan. So it's all about get out the vote, all about getting those last-minute voter contacts out to the folks across Erie County at this point.
Yeah, quite a few big local races, and you mentioned the city of Buffalo there. There will be a newly elected mayor in the city of Buffalo for the first time in a couple of decades. But, you know, we looked over the early voting numbers over the weekend. It doesn't seem like there's all that much enthusiasm in the race. Do you feel the same? And how can your candidate change that between now and Election Day?
Well, I definitely don't feel the same on the Republican side. James Gardner is, lit a fire under folks in the city of Buffalo who I think are very concerned about the direction that Sean Ryan will take this city. And the Republican Party is proud to have fielded a candidate in running a very competitive race in the city for the first time in a very long time. And I think the voters of the city, Republicans, Democrats, and unaffiliated voters are responding to that. James has been in every neighborhood of the city. He's been at block clubs. He's been at small businesses, meeting with the voters in the city of Buffalo to really hear their concerns and digging through the city budget to come up with real solutions to the problems affecting the city of Buffalo. Sean Ryan, meanwhile, has been basically running a TikTok campaign, dodging the media and trying to sort of phone this in on enrollment alone. So, look, in a low turnout election, the grassroots effort that James has put into this race is going to make a big difference. And I'm very proud of the effort that he's put into this campaign, the relationships that he's built. And I think he could make some surprises on November 4th.
I want to ask you, too, about uncontested races. It seems that there are a lot this year. There are 144 elected positions on the ballot in Erie County. 82 of those, or 57%, are uncontested. Why is this? Is this because of the change, the fact that county and town elections are moving to even-numbered years and many of these candidates are going to have to run again next year?
I think that's certainly a factor. The prospect of candidates knowing they're going to have to run consecutive elections has certainly hurt candidate recruitment in some areas. But I will also say, from my perspective as county Republican Party chairman, we are fielding candidates in races all over Erie County. You know, the party's been accused in the past of laying down in the city of Buffalo. Well, we have several candidates running in City of Buffalo districts, and of course a great candidate running for mayor in the City of Buffalo. Contrast that with the County Democrats, who did not field candidates in a lot of the suburban and rural communities in Erie County. So I'm proud of the slate that we've put forward. Of course, recruitment is always a challenge. Politics, ain't beanbags. So you got to be willing to run the gauntlet to serve your community. But we have a great ticket. Some of the most outstandingly talented individuals I've had the pleasure of working with, running from Christine Zarnick to James to Dan Gagliardo, Beth Farrell Lorenz. These are really quality people who have the best interests of Erie County taxpayers in their minds.
You mentioned Dan Gagliardo. He's made the Westwood Project kind of front and center in his campaign. Do you think that's a winning issue in Amherst?
Yeah, I think so because of what all that's gone on. I mean, you look at the town of Amherst, there's an unbelievable intermingling of Poland Cars administration folks in town government. And I think you can make a case that the Amherst taxpayers got fleeced by the Poland Cars administration, you know, transferring such a key town asset to the county for $1, you know, selling a golf course to the county for $1, which I think effectively takes the future of Westwood out of the hands of the residents of Amherst. I think Dan Gagliardo is fully supportive of keeping that parcel forever green and making sure we don't have the runaway development that you've seen in Amherst under the Culpa-Lavin administration. But he believes that the taxpayers of Amherst should be in charge of their own destiny. And we've now empowered Mark Poland Cars and the county government machine to really be in charge of the future of that property. And who knows where that could be in a few years. So I think Dan is right on the issue. He understands, he's listened to the taxpayers around that parcel and across the town of Amherst. And, I think he's effectively used that issue to get voters engaged in the race.
Quickly, Michael, next year's gubernatorial race is going to be here before you know it. Is Elise Stefanik going to get in?
Well, we were thrilled to welcome Elise to Buffalo on Friday. We had a number of great stops, including taking her out for some chicken wings and beef on WEC by the Buffalo Airport. I can tell you there was a ton of enthusiasm from our folks about the prospect of her running for governor. Nobody wants to see Kathy Hochul defeated more than the men and women of the Erie County Republican Committee. And we're ready to help deliver a Republican vote for whoever our nominee is. But, you know, I don't go very far in Republican circles without someone asking me, when's Elise announcing? And I'm very confident that that is going to come very soon.
Well, Michael, thanks for joining us, and good luck a week away from Election Day. Michael Crocker is the Erie County GOP chair.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.